Are you ready to have your website get found by the right people? Are you looking to rank at the top of Google so you get more traffic to your website? Are you ready to learn how to use SEO and content marketing to grow your organic traffic? If so, you are in the right place, my friend. Welcome to the Simple SEO Content Podcast, where I show you how to combine the power of SEO, search engine optimization, and content marketing to build your like, know, and trust factor with your audience, which allows you to get found by the right people and turn those visitors into buyers. No more frustration or confusion, and no more time wasted wondering if you're doing your SEO right. It's time to learn how to use SEO and content marketing to grow your business. Hi, and welcome back, and welcome to season two of the podcast. I am so glad to have you here, and I do hope that you had a wonderful holiday break. It was fantastic here. It was nice. We took a couple of weeks off and just really relaxed and caught up and spent some time as a family and are just kind of sliding into the new year. We're easing our way in. School doesn't officially start back for my son until next week, so I'm still off this week, but I wanted to get you started with new episodes for season two of the podcast, which you'll notice has a new name as well, because I know many of you are back to work this week and excited to get moving. So first off, I want to talk about some changes that are coming that are really exciting that I think are going to benefit you immensely. As you notice, the podcast does have a new name. I'm no longer just really niched down into SEO, search engine optimization. What I'm doing is teaching you all about organic marketing. So I've actually niched out just a little bit to really help you understand how to grow your business using all these channels together. So I've been in marketing for 20 some years now. I've got an MBA. I've run marketing teams. I've been marketing director. I've been senior director of SEO and content. I've done all sorts of things over the years. What I really want to do now is be able to help you to learn how to put together that sales funnel for your online or brick and mortar business. So if you are trying to figure out how to put together the sales funnel, how to move your customers from prospects and potential website visitors into actual purchasers, that's what we're going to be talking about. We're going to talk about how we can use SEO, our search engine optimization, our content marketing, so our blog or our podcast, email marketing, all of it working together across channels to really put together one great cohesive marketing plan that's going to help you. We're also going to be talking about how we can use data and how we can interpret the data to better understand what's happening in our businesses so that we can make strategic decisions from a marketing perspective. So stay tuned. There are some really exciting things coming this year from Etched Marketing. By the end of the year, you will have a full online marketing funnel suite of courses available to you that'll walk you through marketing strategy, how to really identify your ideal customer, how to set goals, how to prioritize, how to price your products, how to do competitive research. Then we'll move into our SEO and our content marketing, and we'll get our website set up, having the right content on them and making sure that we're doing the things so we can get found on Google. Then we're going to talk about how we can use a podcast as well to really grow our audience along with our blog and the synergy between the two. Then we're going to talk about email marketing and how we can build that all important email list and how you can use all the same content across all the different channels, just customized and tweaked a little bit to make sure that we are helping you reach those touch points across all the different channels where your ideal customer spends time. So I'm super excited about this change and being able to teach you even more about marketing. I also have a new Google Doc that you can fill out if you have questions or things that you would love to see me answer in the podcast. Go to that Google form. I'll put it in the show notes. Do me a favor. Let me know what questions you have about SEO, content marketing, blogging, your ideal customer, setting goals, creating a marketing plan, building your email list. All of it is stuff that we're going to start talking about more here this coming year. So make sure you let me know what questions you have so that I can answer them for you. All right, today's episode, this is the very first episode of season two of the Simple SEO Content Podcast, which is now Simple Marketing and SEO. Now, what we're going to talk about is how we can improve your keyword research skills for better results. And I want you to understand that this is going to go across multiple channels. This is not just from an SEO perspective anymore. So when we talk about keyword research skills, we actually are using keyword research and we're doing it slightly different, but we are using keyword research and using SEO keywords for our website, our blog, our podcast, and our social media channels. So I want you to really start to understand the synergy between all the different channels. So what I really want you to understand first and foremost is that we have to choose different keywords for each of the platforms because what we're going after is slightly different on each one. So let's start at the beginning with our website and our blog. So from an SEO perspective for Google, so we're going to say Google SEO. From a Google SEO perspective, we are looking to make sure that we are optimizing our website or blog with the keywords that our ideal customer is using that our website or blog has a really good chance of ranking for. Now, if you're not sure how to figure out if your website or blog has a really good chance of ranking for the keyword that you're considering using, take my free class right now, because that's one of the big things that I teach you in there is how to figure that out. You can register for that at the link in the show notes on the freebies page or just etchmarketing.com/freebies. That class is available on demand. You'll be able to take it today and learn that right away. So what we're looking for is a keyword that our ideal customer is using that doesn't have a ton of competition because most of us are fairly small, not super authoritative websites in Google's eyes that we have a good chance of ranking for. So what you're going to want to do generally is look for a smaller keyword, something with a little less search volume. What you're going to want to do is think about your customer and what they might be searching for related to the content piece that you're thinking about developing. And I want you to start, like, rethink your process here. I want you to actually move your keyword research ahead of your content development. So I want you to improve your keyword research skills and really hone in on them and figure out what keywords should I use and then create your content based on that. So write a title using the keyword that you have selected ahead of time. So you're going to want to look for a keyword that you have a good chance of ranking for. You're going to want to make sure it's one that your ideal customer is using. You can use whatever keyword research tools you want. You can use the Google AdWords tool, Keyword Planner, which is inside the AdWords tool. So it's ads.google.com. It's free. The challenge there is you do have to set up an ad before you can get access to it. You do have to put in your credit card information, all of that. That is a concern for many people. What I tell you is just make sure that you have that ad turned off so that you are not being charged for an ad that you really don't want to run. So that's the first one you can use. You can also use Keywords Everywhere. You can use Uber Suggest. You can use Moz. You can use SEMrush. There are a bunch of them, small SEO tools. Some are free, some are paid. What I want you to look for is what do you feel the most comfortable using? Where do you get the best information? The reality is they should all have the same data because they should all have Google's data. So whichever tool you use, you should get the same data from one to another. Some of them will give you a little more information. Maybe they'll give you a competitiveness score, something like that. In Google, in the Keyword Planner, the keyword tool, it's going to give you a competitiveness score, but that competitiveness score is actually based on paid search ad competitiveness versus organic competitiveness. However, it's going to be about the same because in my experience doing this for 20 some years, if a company is willing to bid on it from a paid perspective, they're also doing SEO on that keyword. They're also trying to rank for it. So if Google Keyword Planner tells you it's a highly competitive keyword, it's probably not one that you're going to rank for. You want to look for something that is low or medium. Generally, low is going to be best. What you can do is go over to Google, open an incognito browser window, search for the keyword that you're thinking about using and see who's ranking on page one towards the top of the page, because you need to be as similar to those sites as possible. So if you get in there and those are really big, super competitive, authoritative, big brands, things like that, you're just not on the right track and you want to look for something else. So improve your skills by practicing. Practice, practice, practice. It's going to take a while to get comfortable with keyword research to the point that you feel like you're confident in your ability to do keyword research. Now, if you would like to learn more strategies and have somebody kind of hold your hand and show you exactly what to do, sign up for Simple SEO content, because I teach you exactly how to do all of this. We actually have a full module inside that class all about keyword research, and we have student Q&A calls twice a month, and we very frequently talk about keyword research. We review keywords that you've looked at, that you're thinking about using, all of that. So that is your easy button. You remember the Staples easy button commercials? That's your easy button, is Simple SEO content, because then I can help you with this and we can work together. Or I have a brand new offering for you that's super exciting, and that is your personal one-on-one SEO keyword consulting call, where you and I hop on Zoom and we go through this, and in an hour, we figure out what keywords you're going to target for the most important pages on your website. You have my eyes on your business. Awesome. I know you were asking about that. So I made a point of getting that into the system and offering that for you, because I had a number of you asking, hey, can I work with you one-on-one? So now, yes, you can. And I'd love to do that. All right. That's our Google SEO. Now let's talk for a minute about podcast SEO. So if you are a podcaster, it's going to be very similar to what we're doing from a Google perspective on our website or our blog. We want to make sure that we are choosing keywords that our ideal customer is going to be searching for, and we're using them in our titles. So we're not going to have quite the same concerns about competitiveness on the podcast or also on social media as we do on Google. So in podcasting and in social media keyword research, we actually can go with those more competitive keywords. We're not quite as worried about having to be on page one, having to be at the top, because there's fewer people that we're competing against. And the way that the podcasting algorithm works and the way that the social media algorithms work is that we just use more the core, smaller keyword, the one that generally, if you were looking at Google, you would feel like it was probably too big and too competitive to use for your website or your blog. Those are generally going to be the better ones to use for your podcast and your social media optimization. So what I want you to do, if you are doing podcast SEO research, go to Apple Podcasts. When we talk about podcasts, Apple Podcast is the main one that we want to look at, because Apple has the lion's share of the search and the podcast downloads and the podcast listens, the same way that Google does when we talk about search engines. So we're going to go to Apple Podcasts, and I want you to start searching four keywords that are related to your business or related to the topic that you want to write about. And I want you to use that keyword research. I want you to look and see what shows up as far as shows are concerned with the keywords that you're thinking about. I also want you to look at episodes, and I want you to see who's showing up, what type podcast, what are they talking about? Do they look like they're interesting to people? Is it something that you can add more insight or information? If you see something where there's not a whole lot of people ranking for that word, that might be a good opportunity for you to see if you can get yourself in there and ranking. What I found from a podcast SEO standpoint is the most important thing is that you use your keyword in your title and you use your keyword in your description, and you make sure that you're helping your ideal customer, your potential podcast listener, to identify the information that they want is in that title. So that's where you're going to use your keyword, and you can use a more competitive keyword. Now let's talk about social media. Let's talk about Instagram. Instagram hashtags are going to include keywords. You also, talking about Instagram, we want to use keywords in our name or in our bio area. And again, these are going to be bigger, more competitive keywords. These are going to be keywords that we can, we maybe wouldn't be able to rank for on Google. So for me, maybe I would want to use SEO coach or I would want to use SEO or SEO keywords, things like that on Instagram that maybe I wouldn't be able to rank as easily for on Google because there's so much more competition on Google. So there's still competition on Instagram and there's still competition in podcasts, but the way that we select our keywords is slightly different. It's going to be the same for YouTube. Now for YouTube, and let's also talk Pinterest. YouTube and Pinterest, I want you to go to both of those platforms and I want you to search again with the keywords that you have in mind. And I want you to see what's showing up. Are these potential keywords that could be really good for you? If you are on YouTube, I like to use either Keywords Everywhere for YouTube keyword research or TubeBuddy. I use both. Those will help you. And what you want to do is just kind of start with what is the keyword that I'm thinking about using? And then it's going to be similar to your optimization for your website. You're going to use your keyword in your title. You're going to make sure you use it in your video name. You're going to use it in your description, etc. But your keyword selection is going to be slightly different. Now, across all these different platforms, you're going to use the same piece of content. So by really understanding your keyword research process and understanding that it varies slightly from platform to platform, and you may choose a different keyword, you may need to name your content piece differently for your blog versus your podcast versus your YouTube channel. But it's still going to be the same piece of custom, unique, creative content that you have written or you have recorded or you have audio, video, whatever you have. You should be sharing your content in multiple places. This is what we talk about when we talk about cross-channel marketing. We want to have our message across multiple marketing channels, okay? So hopefully this makes sense. What I want you to understand is all the different things that we can do with it. And that by understanding and getting better at keyword research, you will be better able to identify the keywords that you want to target, knowing and understanding that they are different from one platform to another. And then you want to follow the SEO best practices for each of those platforms. So for Google SEO, take my SEO class. You can get to it on my website. That's going to walk you through exactly what to do for your website and your blog. Okay, that'll get you started there. Pinterest, you're going to do your research. I don't have Pinterest SEO best practices to share with you right now. Instagram, you're going to want to use your core main keyword that really ties to your business in your profile. If you can include it in your username, that's awesome. And then also use it in your profile, like introduction area. And then on your podcast, you're going to want to make sure you're choosing keywords, and you don't have to worry with your podcast like you do with your blog. You can use the same keyword multiple times. Apple Podcasts will rank you 10 times for a given keyword. It doesn't appear to be a limit the way that there is with Google when it comes to your website and your blog. So you can have multiple episodes that rank for something like, for me, SEO keywords or SEO coaching or organic marketing. All of those are starting to have multiple podcast episodes that rank for that. And with podcasting, you can rank your podcast and you can rank your episodes. So your show and your episodes will both rank separately in Apple Podcasts. So I hope this all makes sense. I hope you understand that if you can get better at keyword research, you will get much better results. And this will help you get more downloads to your podcast, get more followers on Instagram, get more traffic to your website or your blog, get more visitors to your YouTube channel. Make sure that everything that you're putting out there has an email opt-in on it so that you can grow your email list, so that you have people to nurture and send this content out to, and make sure that you are nurturing them and you are sending an email each week with your new piece of content, whichever version of it you want to send out, or do like I do and give them links to the different formats. So if you're on my email list, you know that you get a post, you get an email each week that includes a link to the blog post, a link to the podcast, and a link to the YouTube channel, because I know people like to consume content in different ways and different formats. So I try to give you the same base core message, even if it has a slightly different title from an SEO standpoint, in whatever format you want. And I want you to do the same thing. That way you're helping to reach your audience with your message where they want to consume your message. And we're going to talk more about that as we move through 2024. Can you guys believe we are in 2024? It seems crazy to me. I want to thank you so much for being here with me today, and I will see you next week. Let me know what questions you have. Look for that Google Doc link in the show notes and let me know what questions you have so that I can address them on the podcast and blog as well. Bye for now. That's all for today's episode of the Simple SEO Content Podcast. I want to thank you so much for joining me. Make sure you visit my website, etchedmarketing.com, and visit the freebies tab. Right there, you're going to find the SEO Content Quick Start Guide along with the free SEO class. So you'll have everything you need to know to get started with SEO and content marketing. Then do me a favor, if you wouldn't mind, if you would do a rating and a review of this podcast on your favorite platform, that would really help spread the message, and I do greatly appreciate it. If you have any questions, you can always DM me on Instagram @EtchedMarketingAcademy, and I will see you right back here next week.